This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. By the end of next week, the Oregon-Jackson Bridge should be back open again. The bridge was closed back in May after a routine inspection turned up a bad gear. Crews have made a replacement gear and will start work on Monday. In a few years, by the way, the Oregon-Jackson Bridge will be completely replaced. Another Oshkosh company is up for the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Every year, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds a competition on where the coolest thing is made. This year, M-Toxins was selected to compete. M-Toxins extracts venom from snakes and spiders and uses it in the pharmaceutical industry. Now that's cool. The Winnebago County Board has decided to limit the amount of time board members can speak on an issue. On a 22-10 vote, members decided that each member can speak for only 2 minutes twice during the discussion of an issue. It's all hope to cut down the time of some of their meetings. Some of those meetings have lasted as much as 5-6 hours. Page 2, a happy retirement to Mark and Susie. The couple ran the Northside Piggly Wiggly Market in Oshkosh for years. The store has been purchased by a group that runs the Wautoma Pig. The on-again, off-again concert with Mickey Thomas and Starship is back on again at the Oshkosh Arena. The show was scheduled for this summer. It's coming in on December 2nd now. Oshkosh police continue to investigate a shooting in the 3700 block of Glenbrook Lane. A man fired off several shots about 10:30 on Tuesday night. Police have a 37-year-old man in custody. No one was injured in the shooting. Oshkosh North Band is raising money to replace their uniforms. They've been around a long time. The current uniforms have been used better than 30 years. Donations can be made to the Oshkosh Area Community Foundation. And the annual very popular Touch a Truck event returns to the Leach Amphitheater on Saturday this weekend. The event gives kids a chance to see and touch heavy machinery. Appropriately, it is sponsored by Oshkosh Corporation. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend and go Pack Go.